From KXEI Community Media, this is Thesis Thursday. Thesis Thursday is a program where we sit with our friends from the University of Arizona. We talk about what they're working on. I ask them their plans for the future, and we even talk a little bit about music. Joining me in the studio today is Carly Chelman. Welcome to KXEI, Carly.
Thank you, Bridget. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are things at the U of A?
Everything's doing well. Currently, I'm in a research lab called the Zarnesky Lab at the University of Arizona, where we study amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, or commonly known as ALS. And it's been a really interesting research project so far that I've been conducting.
What kinds of things are you finding out from those fruit flies?
Some of the projects that I'm currently doing include a lifespan experiment. So we have our ALS fly models. And these flies have the protein TDP43, which is a common protein found in those with ALS. And what I'm doing is I'm actually turning on some genes that are going to be constantly running. I'm trying to see if by expressing those genes that are constantly on, if that allows the flies with ALS to live longer.
How do you turn on the genes? Do you play them some like sweet music, or like what is it that you do to them?
So what happens is that we actually mate two different flies. So if one has the gene that we have and they have genetic markers, so it's actually cool. You can see some of the genetic markers. You put them under a microscope. And if you see specific things such as maybe like a hairy shoulder or like a fluorescent marker on them, you can tell which ones you want to use. And so you put them in a vial, they mate, and then their progeny is going to be the ones that we want for our experiment that have the genes that are turned on.
And so the genes are like always on because they were, you know, intel inside kind of thing.
Exactly.
Where are you at with this process? Do you have some turned on genes already, or are you still working on it?
I do have some turned on genes. And so right now I've been probably working on this project for about 4 months, and I'm about halfway done with it, which is pretty exciting. Seeing how many flies I'm able to collect per genotype, and hopefully I'll be done with it by maybe halfway of next semester.
When the gene is turned on, what is it that you observe that's different regarding ALS?
It's interesting when it comes to turning on this kind of gene, because the protein that expresses ALS-like phenotypes in the fly is present. And so when we give them these kind of genes, we're able to try to see if maybe that interacts with the fly's locomotor function and maybe allows them to live longer and hopefully be able to offset some of the effects of the ALS disease.
How do you measure the fruit fly's motor skills when they're not larvae?
It's very hard to tell. We can usually tell by wing health. So if some flies have very crumpled wings that look really sickly, then we can see that they are sick and they're not as inclined to mate.
What do you think you'll be working on after this project wraps up?
I think that I'm going to be helping other members of my team to actually conduct larval dissections, possibly do immunostainings. And then from there, we can image them, these kind of cool like neurons. They actually look like works of art, really, if you look pictures of them. And we're able to look at different protein expression and see how healthy the neurons are.
I love images of neurons.
Yeah, they're so pretty.
What are you going to do after you graduate?
So after I graduate, I hope to attend medical school. I'm currently in the process of applying, so fingers crossed.
That'll be really exciting.
Oh, thank you.
Do you ever listen to music?
Yeah, I have so many favorite different bands. I'm personally someone who loves alternative rock. Mm-hmm. And so I love The Killers, if you know who they are.
Of course.
Yes, I love The Killers. I've loved them ever since I was in the seventh grade.
Seventh grade is such a great time to discover music.
Oh, I know.
Because it stays with you forever, you know?
Oh, definitely. And it seems to be holding true because they were my favorite band in seventh grade and they're still one of my favorite bands, and I'm almost going to graduate college.
Thank you so much for being on Thesis Thursday today, Carly. It was really fun talking with you.
Oh, thank you, Bridget. I had a lot of fun.
Thesis Thursdays is produced right here at KXCI Tucson with generous support from our listeners. The music you're hearing is brought to you by Crow Wander. The name of the track is Your Eyes. For more information about this and other programs, visit kxci.org.